Let's start from point one and find out what is the proactive mood. This means the professional negotiator should clearly understand the image of the desired result that he wants to get from these negotiations. So he should act to get this result. In some cases, the result of the negotiations doesn't depend on the negotiator's actions. That's why it's necessary to know when and what you have to do to get the desired result and don't rely on luck. Thirdly, we should be adaptive, change tactics and even strategies in case we see that our current actions will not lead to the result. According to Neil Reckham, sales and negotiation guru, each negotiator has only two attempts to make the opponent agree with his proposal. So what is the right image of the result? Firstly, you should ask for more than you expect to get from the deal. We know if you want to get a salary of 100,000 rubles, you should start asking for 150,000. It's the main point of the force balance theory. The naive negotiators often make the same mistakes. They ask for fair conditions and think that their counterparty will not ask for a discount. So you should be ready for the pressure. Remember, if you want to get the desired result, always you should ask for more. Secondly, take the initiative in the negotiation. We speak about the people who control negotiations, who collect disagreements, who keep track of timelines and help negotiations move on. If we talk about the adaptivity of the negotiator's ability to change himself in the negotiation process, we should understand what arguments are working in the negotiations and what are not. The arguments work from several basics. Firstly, no matter what you believe, the opponent should believe your arguments. Secondly, you should localize your arguments to your opponent's language. It means if we're working in the oil and gas industry, we should pick up arguments related to practice and experience from the oil and gas industry. Thirdly, your arguments should conform to the opponent's KPI. It means that your arguments should be based on the standards of your vis-a-vis and on the moments that are important for him. That's how the chances your argumentation will work increases significantly. I want to remind you once again that you only have two attempts to make the opponent agree with your offer. That's all dedicated to a proactive attitude.